Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Milford Craft Show, handcrafted clothing and jewelry, home goods and furniture in historic Milford, Pennsylvania. MilfordCraftShow.com. And from Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, BethelWoodsCenter.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at WJFFradio.org. It's 1 o'clock. It's about 30 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to the music of the British singer-songwriter, the anti-war activist, the leading cultural icon, and one of my personal heroes, John Lennon, The Solo Years.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again.
It'll be
just like starting over. Starting over.
Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy?
It's time to spread our wings and fly. Don't let another day go by, my love.
It'll be
just like starting
grown.
Although our love
John Lennon, just like starting over. John Lennon wrote that song in 1980. In June, that summer, he took a trip to Bermuda, and he's on a 42-foot sailboat out in the middle of the ocean on his way to Bermuda. And they run into this big storm, and he is the guy at the helm. And he brings the boat into Bermuda, and he got so shook by that experience and so excited and inspired that he wrote a lot of music. And that's when he wrote Just Like Starting Over. That was in June. So they go into the recording studio at the Hit Factory in New York City, and he calls his old producing buddy, Phil Spector, and Yoko writes a bunch of songs, and John writes a bunch of songs, and they record the Double Fantasy album. And while they record that album, they also record enough music for one more album after that called Milk and Honey. So that song, Just Like Starting Over, was released in October of 1980. And I thought it was a great song when I heard it. You know, I hadn't heard anything from John Lennon for a few years, right? You know, and he comes out with this great song, Just Like Starting Over. I really loved it. It was the single. And right after that, in November 1980, they released Double Fantasy, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And, you know, it didn't grit great reviews. The Melody Maker slammed this album and got really poor reviews, and they said it was indulgent, and it was said it was god-awful yawn, you know, but that was their opinion. I thought it was great when I heard that song, Just Like Starting Over. So Double Fantasy's released, and I go out and I buy the album, and John Lennon is living in New York City, and he's busy recording. He's in the Hit Factory, and he's recording some more songs with Yoko Ono. And on December the 8th, he goes to the Hit Factory late in the afternoon from his apartment there on 72nd Street and Central Park West. And every time he leaves the building, there's always, you know, fans standing outside, just kind of like it used to be when he lived in London, you know, with Abbey Road. And so there's fans out there, and he signs an autograph, and he goes to the Hit Factory, and he lays down the lead guitar track on Walking on Thin Ice. And then he gets in his limousine, he and Yoko. He comes back to the Dakota, and then he's gone. You know, he was gone, shot 4 times in the back. And so I look back at those years, you know, and I remember the solo things that the solo work that he did and the music he did when he was a Beatle, and just how brilliant he was and how meaningful the music that he wrote is. And so that Double Fantasy album, an amazing recording, that was his last release in 1980. But his solo career began back in 1970. He became a musician in the early 50s. He starts the Beatles, and for an entire decade, the Beatles are just really strong. And he actually started the band, and sure enough, he's the one that breaks the band up. In September 1969, he announces to the other guys in the band that, yep, it's over. He's leaving the band. But they don't make it public. But they all go out and they start recording solo albums. So we're going to listen to John Lennon's solo album that he recorded in 1970. He forms the Plastic Ono Band. So they're all going out and they record their solo albums and everything. And Paul McCartney records a solo album with Linda McCartney. And he actually goes in April of 1970 and makes a public announcement that, yep, he's breaking up the Beatles. So was John upset? He was not upset. He was kind of upset because he was the one that had broken up the Beatles. And so he writes a song to Paul, you know, How Do You Sleep? Anyway, the Plastic Ono Band, John and Yoko started in 1969. And then in 1970, he releases John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band. That same year, at the exact same time, Yoko Ono also releases Yoko Ono with the Plastic Ono Band. So let's listen to some tracks from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. We're going to start with a song called Remember, followed by Love. And this album is incredible because, you know, Ringo Starr, you've heard of him, he's playing drums. Klaus Fruman is playing bass. He was an old friend of John's from Germany. And John Lennon is playing everything else. He sings, he plays all the guitars, he plays all the piano, he does all the vocals. This is John Lennon's solo album with the Plastic Ono Band, Remember and Then Love. John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band. It's 1970 when he released this album. We just heard Remember. This is an incredibly well-received album. John Lennon released his version of the album, and Yoko Ono released her version of the album. So, you know, it's interesting. When John and Paul wrote songs together, it was always them writing songs together. It was Lennon and McCartney. And you know the whole story. Yoko and John, star-crossed lovers, and they released a lot of recordings together. But the interesting thing is that they would never actually write songs together, and they never shared songwriting credits. It's either by John Lennon or by Yoko Ono. So I love this recording. You know, it's amazing. It was really well received when it came out. Here we are on WJFF. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And today's show is about John Lennon and the solo years. And I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, because it's coming right in the middle of a WJFF Giving Thanks fund drive. And, you know, I'm so grateful for being able to play this music by John Lennon and bring it to your attention. You know, I mean, if we don't perform and listen to the music that really matters to us, then, you know, it might be forgotten. So I love being here, and I love this radio station, and I really enjoy playing this music, and I hope you enjoy hearing it. Because, you know, we're your community radio. I'm sitting right next to you. Wherever you are, here I am. I'm right there. And you're here too. And, you know, if you would actually stand up and call us so we know that you're there, and you would really make my day, if you would make a pledge and donate to WJFF in our Giving Thanks fund drive here. It's 845-482-4141.
You know, Kathy, you make a really good point, and that's that you get to be here. You get to do a show that you're passionate about and share it with our listeners in such a unique way. Such an incredible program is Now and Then, and the way you are able to highlight artists and educate listeners and bring songs and music to their attention that they may not have otherwise heard. It's something that you could only find here on WJFF. And Kathy, we're all so thrilled that you're able to be a part of the programming here at WJFF. We love this show. We know there are lots and lots of people who love Now and Then, who love...
Oh, that's really gratifying to hear.
The way that you present it. And right now, we're looking for the folks who really love this program to call in with a pledge of support, to let us know that this is a show they want to see here at WJFF, that they really appreciate.
Thank you, yeah. Well, you know, last year, my best friend called in with a couple $100 pledge.
Wow.
Really, you know, really saved my reputation. And then she's moved away. She's in Colorado now.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, I'm counting on you.
Well, hopefully she's
whoever
listening
you
online.
Are,
but,
yeah.
But we need to hear from folks right now to support WJFF, to make it possible for great folks like Kathy Geary to come in here and do just a really great radio program. It takes a lot of money and a lot of effort and energy to keep a radio station on the air. And what we ask is that the whole community participates in this. We're asking for everyone to go to a phone and to be a part of WJFF by simply calling and pledging support. Now, we can't put a price tag on it. That's for you to decide. If you think WJFF is worth thousands of dollars, but you can only afford to give a few, then please just give that few dollars. It's okay that you're not able, if you're not able to give what you'd like to. What's important is that you're giving. And the number to call, 845-482-4141. Let's get phones ringing in support of Kathy Geary's show Now and Then. We've got some great thank you gifts, right, Kathy?
Yeah, we do have some really cool thank you gifts. You know, my show is really about singer-songwriters. It gives me a lot of latitude. You know, I can play rock, I can play folk rock, psychedelic rock. But a couple of my very favorite singer-songwriters, we have some premiums available. We've got a few copies of a DVD-CD combo from the Canadian singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, these are great.
Yes.
For a pledge of just $60, this set is yours.
Songs from the Road.
This is his most recent tour, right?
He's on tour right now.
Yeah.
You know, what a lion. What a master.
Yeah.
And then we also have another. I mean, you know, on the same level of notoriety and influence as John Lennon, Bob Dylan. I mean, yeah. This is rock and roll royalty here. Mm-hmm. The Whitmark demos, 1962 yeah. through 1964.
These are Dylan's like original demo
yeah.
recordings.
Yeah, well, you know, he rocketed when he moved to New York City. It was like 1 month before he was in the city. 1 month,
and just
when
just,
he got his first New York Times review.
Wow!
So you know, these are amazing demos because yeah. there he was already. A brilliant and well-formed musician.
Now the Dylan double CD set, beautiful box set. That's a
Whitmark demo.
$75 pledge to WJFF, and we'll send it your way. 845-482-4141. Of course, the ball caps are available, but these CDs are just some of Kathy's favorite artists, and we're really thrilled to be able to offer them to you with your pledge today. So if you want one, call quickly, because especially the Bob Dylan set, we've only got two of these left. Bob Dylan, the Whitmark demos, 845-482-4141 is the number to call us.
And there we have it.
And there we have it.
So anyway, John Lennon, the solo years. John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, that's Ringo Starr on drums. You know, he and Yoko in 1970, they went into a type of therapy, primal scream therapy, out in Los Angeles with the Dr. Yanoff. And John Lennon releases this album in 1970 about the same time, and he's working through a lot of his personal issues. He's talking about his mother. He's talking about, you know, you maybe didn't want me and I didn't want you. And, you know, he's working out a lot of personal, emotional stuff. And he has a lot of unique songs on this album, but one of them that really stands out for me is a song, a very philosophically oriented song, just the way that John Lennon specializes in. This song is called God is a Concept, and this is from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band in 1970.
God is a concept by which we measure our pain. Reality. Dream is over.
John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band. That was God is a Concept, and then My Mummy's Dead, his 1970 release. So in August of 1971, John and Yoko, they moved to New York City. And he's very outspoken, anti-war, anti-Vietnamese criticism. And you know what? Nixon wants him out. Seriously, Nixon wants to deport him. And they begin a huge legal battle about trying to get permanent residency status, which he finally got in 1976. So my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And today's show is John Lennon, the Solo Years.
And you're listening to it during WJFF's pledge drive, which means that we have something else to talk about, Kathy.
Well,
and that is raising money for WJFF. As a non-commercial radio station, WJFF enjoys not playing commercials. But what that means is we need to raise our budget through other channels. And the best way we know how is to ask our community for support. And when we say community-supported radio, we're not just saying it because it sounds good. We're saying it because it's the truth.
Step on up. Step on up. Right this way.
The number to call. Write this down, memorize it, write it on your hand, and give us a call. 845 area code 482-4141. Now, we've talked about the Bob Dylan Whitmark recordings. That's a $75 pledge, a two-disc set. There's a great Leonard Cohen CD and DVD combo for a pledge of $75. Mm-hmm. Beautiful video recordings, gorgeous audio recordings of Leonard Cohen's current world tour. And look at this. These were just handed to me. These are two-disc sets from Pacifica Radio. It's called it's a documentary called John Lennon, Political and Personal, and it's a documentary containing unreleased music, excerpts from an RKO interview, interviews with Abbie Hoffman and Pete Seeger, focusing on Lennon's political views. This is a great two-disc set, and it can be yours for a pledge of just $60.
Oh, well, is that perfect timing or what?
It really is.
I don't know. I'm kind of like envious of these discs. I don't know.
We'll see if we can get you a copy.
Yes, it's an insider, I don't know, some sort of a conflict of interest, I don't know.
The number to call is 845-482-4141. Radio like this doesn't...
We'd love to hear from you.
...doesn't happen without community support.
We'd love to hear from you. You know, one thing is, you have a lot of CDs, a lot of MP3s out there, but when I come to the radio station, you know what, I raid my vinyl collection at home, and I usually am carrying my WJFF tote bag, which I just love. And now I have this really cool, like, cranberry hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? You're getting all the stuff, aren't you?
And you have to put the bill backwards, you know. You know, I mean, at least, you know.
Or at least tilt it to the side.
Something or something jaunty with it.
You know, the ball caps are a great thank you gift. And for a pledge of just $60, you can have your choice between the green and the red. and you can see pictures of them on our website, wjffradio.org.
So ask yourself, you know, what would John Lennon do?
Ooh.
He would call.
He would absolutely support.
He would absolutely call. He'd probably come right on down.
I can't speak for John.
Okay, I read an interesting, funny little blurb. Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels comes on the air. It's 1979, you know, and Paul and John are visiting for the first time in quite a while in New York City. And Lorne Michaels comes on Saturday Night Live and he says, well, I'll give $3,000 if the Beatles would play, you know, and reunite and play on Saturday Night Live. And it was obviously a massive joke. I mean, $3,000. And John and Paul were sitting there, and the story goes that they were going to get up and come down and come right down to the studio in response to the call.
Oh, man.
But, you know, they both decided they were too tired and they blew it off.
Oh, come on.
But, I mean, you know, you can step up.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, history and call us.
845-482-4141. It's a great show of support. Let us know that this is a great program and that you support WJFF and all the great local hosts and volunteers. Kathy, you volunteer your time to come in here.
It occurs to me every week that, you know, I have to get a show together. But I love it and I hate it and I love it and mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've got to get ready, you know, and then the morning of my broadcast. It's a different day from any other day in the week when I come down here to this radio station. So imagine what it would be like if you were more involved. And, you know, we can imagine all kinds of things in this world. One of the most beautiful songs ever written was written by John Lennon. And he wrote it in 1971 after he had moved to the United States. I think it's interesting. And he releases his second solo album with the Plastic Ono Band entitled Imagine. And I think we should listen to the title track from that album. It's a beautiful recording. You know how it goes. John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try. Thank you.
John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Imagine. So that's quite a theme for the anti-war movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're having a special edition of our show today because we're in the middle of a Thanksgiving fun drive.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm grateful for the music that John Lennon wrote, but I also am really grateful for WJFF. I like to broadcast, but, you know, I like to listen too. Mm. You know, and I'm not going to I can't really play any favorites here. You know, you know, I know these people, okay? But there's some really good shows
really
on WJFM.
And, you know, some of our volunteers have produced award-winning shows, and some of our volunteers produce shows that really ought to win awards. Some volunteers produce shows for which there are no awards because these shows are so out of the box and so unusual and just incredible. And all these volunteers are coming to a radio station that is supported and funded primarily by the community. You know, Kathy, over half of our operating budget is listener donations. So when we're going on the air and asking for money, yeah, we really are counting on our listeners, because without listeners, it just couldn't possibly happen. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to say that your community supported, but when it really comes down to it, and when it comes time to get down to the grindstone, it basically really means that we need to ask you as a community member, as a listener of WJFF, to consider supporting it. Think about how many times a week you listen to WJFF. Think about how integral a part of your life JFF is. If you're listening now, maybe you listen at work, maybe you listen in the car, maybe you listen at home, maybe all of the above. And when you consider that there's no coin slot on your radio and there's no commercials on WJFF, it's a kind of an amazing thing that it's here and it's sort of free. But what we ask is that you consider paying for it, and you consider just joining the 300 people who have called in during this pledge drive, the hundreds of people who have called in ahead of their, who mailed their pledges in ahead of the drive. Join that crew, that group of people, those amazing community members who have said already, yes, I'll pledge, yes, I will join the group at WJFF. If you haven't joined them yet, please consider doing that right now. We can't do it alone.
That's well said, Adam.
And the
really
number,
heartfelt.
The number to call, by the way, to call.
Yes.
If I've reached you,
have
you forgotten yet? It's 845-482-4141.
Once you get through
845-482, you just keep hitting 41 until we pick up.
You can make like a little mantra out of it. You know, John Lennon was good with that sort of thing.
Please give us a call.
All right, so I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on 90.5 FM, WJFF Radio Catskill. We're listening to John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band from his 1971 album Imagine. Let's hear a couple more tracks. We'll start with It's So Hard, followed by I Don't Want to Be a Soldier, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band.
You gotta love. You gotta be somebody.
John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. I don't want to be a soldier. I don't want to die. All right, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, Radio Catskill. And we're in the middle of a Giving Thanks fun drive, and I just got the word that we have some interesting recordings. Yeah. We've got a 2D CD set, John Lennon, The Political and the Personal, and it's a documentary written and produced by John Wiener. I'm not sure if this is John Werner from Rolling Stone or if it's the same guy, John Wiener.
Yeah, I couldn't tell
but
you.
But it's this, I've never heard it. It's on Pacifica.
Yep.
And it's a 2D CD set. It was originally broadcast in April of 1981. And for a $60 pledge, this can be a premium as a thank you gift for making a pledge to your community radio, WJFF. Give us a call at 845-482-4141. This John Lennon double CD can be yours.
You know, we've had people calling in for the pledge drive now since last Thursday. We are on our way to a goal of $50,000, and we are getting there.
We're on our way.
We are well past halfway, which is just a great piece of news, I think. Mm-hmm. And we've been hearing from so many people for whom WJFF is a really important piece of their lives. And I've got, you know, the sort of list of everyone who's called today. And I just want to read some of the comments. Paula from New York called in and said, I'd be so lost without WJFF. Larry had called in earlier this morning to say it's his favorite station for news. We've had a handful of people today call in and actually up their previous pledges. So these are people who have pledged now twice in one pledge drive. We heard from an anonymous listener in Roscoe says, really enjoys WJFF. Rick and Catherine in Claryville, they say, we wake up to WJFF. So it's clear that WJFF is an important part of so many people's lives. And if we're an important part of your life, won't you call and pledge now, 845-482-4141. And make your pledge. You can pick up one of these great thank you gifts that we've been telling you about. But it just feels great knowing that you've helped to support community radio.
Oh, nice, Adam. Nice. Well, that speaks to me. So we're listening to the music of John Lennon from the solo years today. We were listening to the Imagine album, which he released in 1971. He moved to New York City, and, you know, he lived throughout New York City through that entire decade. And he took a sailing trip. He was on a 42-foot boat, and he takes this sailing trip where he's sailing to Bermuda, and a big storm comes up, and for some reason he ends up at the helm, and he was really challenged and really inspired by that experience, and he started to write songs again. He had spent about 4 or 5 years being a family man. And when he started to write music again, he went right into the studio and recorded Double Fantasy. So let's hear a couple of tracks from the Double Fantasy album. One of the things he said about the music is that he wrote it for people just like himself. What he said, here's what John Lennon had to say. I was visualizing all the people from my own age group in their 30s and 40s, just like me, and having wives and children, and I was singing to them. And I said, here I am now. How are you? Did you get through it all? Wasn't the 70s a drag, you know? Well, here we are. Let's try to make the 80s good, you know? While there's life, there's hope. So that's a very uplifting and positive and beautiful message that John Lennon had for us in his Double Fantasy album. And I think it ties in beautifully with the theme of our WJFF Thanksgiving Fun Drive, you know. You can make a pledge. You can give us a call at 845-482-4141. But let's get back to Double Fantasy. We're going to be listening to Watching the Wheels, John Lennon.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin.
say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball.
My name's Chuck, and I live in Eldred, New York, and I've been up here in Sullivan County since 2001. I listen to WJFF every morning and every evening, and it more or less is the structure for my day. For someone who appreciates, you know, what the efforts of a small group can do, there's no better example of that than WJFF. In a world of commercials and sponsorships and everything but programming, WJFF is just the opposite end of the spectrum to where there's no commercials and there's a lot of programming. I pledge to WJFF because I find it just to be an extraordinary endeavor. And the people that I've seen run that place just impress me a lot.
Holiday greetings
from everyone
at WJFF.
WJFF needs your pledge.
Please call right now.
John Lennon, Double Fantasy. John Lennon recorded that album in 1980. And it was his joint project with Yoko Ono. Double Fantasy Such a beautiful recording. And an amazing thing to be able to bring this program to you today here. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF.
And Kathy, thank you so much for being here this week and every week to bring such great music to our airwaves and such great, fascinating history about these incredible singer-songwriters. And I just know that there are people out there that Now and Then is really speaks to, and that this show really, really affects. And to those of you out there, for whom Now and Then is an important part of your week or an important part of the experience here at WJFF, I'd like to invite you to call 845-482-4141 right now. Kathy's just about ready to get off the air, and it's been a great show and a great show of support for
WJFF. It's my pleasure to do this broadcast.
Thanks, Kathy.
Now and Then, a highlight of my week.
Aww.
And thank you so much for listening and all the support. I love getting your emails and your comments. You know, I had done a birthday tribute to John Lennon back in October, and somebody wrote in and said, well, could you do a show about the solo years? So it's, you know, I love getting that kind of feedback, that kind of input, and it's a pleasure to put this program together. So, you know, we also do have a special John Lennon premium that we're offering for a $60 pledge on our, we have a 2-CD documentary, John Lennon, the Political and the Personal, and it contains unreleased music and recordings from the RKO interviews with John Lennon on his political views.
And that can be yours with a pledge of $60 to 845-482-4141. Now, Kathy, you've got some top of the hour business to take care of, and alternative radio is coming up next.
Here. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. It's about 30 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and the forecast for this afternoon is cloudy with scattered snow showers, highs in the upper 20s, a chance of snow is 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, chance of snow tonight, 50%. Coming up,